We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, welcome to Talking Handles. Derek C. Paul with Jared Timms and Nate Green, and we're back in the South for this weekend. A lot to talk about. Pitchers and catchers reported this last week. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a fun week. It's been a very fun week of, you know, just news. And there's so many free agents still left out there. It's gonna be so interesting to see what happens here in the coming days and weeks. They got to start signing eventually, right?
Maybe. I think so.
I guess not.
Tell me if I'm wrong, and I guess I'll pass to Nate next because he's gonna talk yet. But Nate, tell me, when was the last time you've seen so many free agents last this long? It's almost, we're getting close to March here, 10 days. March.
You did have it last year a little bit because of the lockout, or 2 years ago because of the lockout, excuse me. And I mean, anytime Scott Boras is involved, you're going to have this happen because Scott Boras is going to do whatever he can for his client to get as much money as possible. And it's really a Scott Boras problem. It's not an anyone else problem.
Well, I think it's more than Scott Boras. I think, but he's a big part of the problem.
When Jordan Montgomery wants $35 million, you can blame whoever you want on that.
It's mostly Scott Boras because Scott Boras is telling his clients, Blake Snell's worth $45 million. It's like, Blake Snell isn't worth $45 million, but whatever.
Yeah, wait, but what about that rumor today that from, was it Bob Nightingale from USA Today saying they're checking to see, the Yankees are checking to see if Snell will take a short term, $35 million. If I'm Snell, I'm not taking short term. I'm 31 years old. I'm one injury away from that being it. Nope.
You got to take what you can take, though. If nobody's going to give you it, you got to take something. Because the Yankees did offer him a really good contract before they signed Stroman. They offered him six at 25 a year, and he goes, I'm not taking anything less than 7 years at 30. And it was like, whoa. Like, come on. And so,
all right, so what is he worth?
He's worth five for 125.
He's worth whatever anybody's willing to pay him.
That gets him to age 36 and 25 mil a year. That's what he's worth. With his up and down career, he's got two Cy Youngs. Congrats. But he's thrown 180 innings twice in his career, both his Cy Young years. He's pitched for 7 years. Like, you're rolling the dice on him actually throwing over 110 innings.
I don't know about 125. I don't know about 125. He's worth a little more than that, but it's not much more. We're not that far apart on it. Nonetheless, it does surprise me. Hey, no, the big one that surprises me, though, is our boy out there from, you know, former Dodger, former Cub.
Scott Boras again.
Oh, my gosh. Sign me. My gosh. Bellinger needs a sign somewhere. Where do you think he's going?
I still think the Angels make the most sense, especially with Artie coming out the other day and saying stupid comments like he does. We're in the entertainment business. We're not in the winning business, according to Artie. And Cody Bellinger hopefully puts butts in seats. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a guy who's going to put butts in seats. And everyone who's going to be begging and pleading for Blake Snell doesn't put butts in seats. Even if you go to watch Blake Snell pitch, you're watching him pitch maybe twice in a week. Where if you're going to watch Cody Bellinger, you're watching him play seven times in that week, six times in that week. So I think the Angels are more likely to spend on Cody Bellinger than they are Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell.
Jared.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to hope that the Angels are in, but when you hear that the Angels are in on guys, it probably doesn't mean that they're in on guys. We saw it all off season, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be very interesting to see. I mean, I know they're in on a lot of smaller guys. I know they're not done, you know. You can't be done, but you got to get a little bit deeper. But is a big name in their future. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, like Hunter Strickland?
Hey, Hunter Strickland's a good sign. Take it.
You know,
I
that
don't
is
know.
that your big dog?
That's all I've asked for. That's all we've asked for
Oh,
this entire offseason is
No, it's
guys
not
that
all I've asked
no,
for.
no, 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 no.
Go
Let me finish my shit. Jeez, come on, man.
ahead.
It's all you've asked for is guys that have
It's
been
not
there and done
true.
it before.
I've asked for starting pitching depth. We have not gotten a starting pitcher on a minor league deal ever. Go get a dang starting pitcher. We have no starting pitching. Tyler Anderson sucks.
Zach
Griffin Canning has had one good year, and it wasn't even
Plesac.
that good. You got Chase Silseth coming off a ball to his head. We haven't seen Reed Detmers. He's been up and down. And Patrick Sandoval, what's he going to cry about now? Who knows?
Well, I mean,
And
apparently they're in on Ahmed Rosario.
that's huge. That's huge for the team.
I mean,
you got to get
another
DK
infielder.
makes more sense.
You got to get deeper. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What did you say that the Las Vegas came out with their win
BetMG came out
odds?
with 71.5.
71 and a half wins.
Over
Seventy-one and a
under.
half. I'll take the over, but 71 and a half.
I think it's
The fact
over.
that it's that low is crazy
It seems
because that
low.
tells you how bad they think this team is. And you've got Artie and Perry running around saying, "Oh, this team's so much better. We've plugged so many
Well,
more holes. We've gotten better. Yeah, we need to make a couple more moves, but we're right there." And it's like, you're feeding us the same Oakland A's crap of, "Hey, just trust us. We'll be good."
well, that's 10 years of wasted trust, really. But I mean, I'll give him credit for this. I still believe, like, you know, not I'm hold on, let me phrase it right, because I don't believe that. All right, 10, 15 years ago, a manager meant everything. You know, a manager was 10, 15, 20 wins. I don't really believe that anymore. But I do believe Ron Washington is a solid manager who will have them playing good fundamental baseball. They'll play better. They're going to be over 71. I think it's worth a few wins. I just don't. I'm overall, I'm probably the most pessimistic I've been about the Angels in a decade. I think last season broke me. Really did. And when we have our numbers, you know, when we're talking about a podcast tonight and we're thinking, okay, we're going to talk about Hunter Strickland. We're going to talk about Kiki Hernandez and Ahmed Rosario and some guy named E. Hire. How do you say that name? E. Hire? Here? Adrianza?
Adrianza.
All right. So, I mean, 34-year-old infielder, as if we didn't have enough already. I'm not feeling real keen on this year. I don't want to be that way the entire year, but there has to be some silver lining here, Jared, and you're usually the one who will find a silver lining. So what is it?
I've been saying it all off season. You're young. You have a core group of guys. But 2024 might not be the year, right? Like you're building for 2025 and beyond that with this core group of guys. You have another four picks in the first three rounds, which, you know, it is what it is. You have a pick in the top 10. You have your highest pick since they picked Erstad, or when I don't remember when they had a pick higher than this. So you know, if you go into the draft and have a decent draft, and you're able to continue to build around your young core group of guys, you know, you're onto something. Now, I mean, you want like silver lining. Nobody was counting in the Diamondbacks last year, but also the Diamondbacks don't happen on a yearly basis either. So there's that. But yeah, if you want a silver lining, the Diamondbacks made the World Series last year. Weren't even considered. I mean, they sold at the trade deadline. Basically, they didn't go and make any big
They
trades or
bought.
anything. Like, what?
They bought.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? They got their closer.
They were selling, man. Like, it was it
They
was
bought.
what? The
They
Diamondbacks?
bought. What
No.
part of getting an elite closer from a team that the Mariners were selling?
They
They
sold before.
took.
They sold before getting. They
All right,
sold
I'm gonna
before getting
boy.
their
You guys
closer.
bicker that out. I'm gonna go make sure we're checking our records here on the Diamondbacks. The
Nobody
what?
has. I'm just saying, like
They're buying. They were
I'm just.
buying.
That's fine. I mean, I don't think they were buying. I don't think they were buying. I think they were trying to get better for the future. Yeah, but I don't think they're necessarily buying and trying to make a.
Paul Sewald's not buying.
Who they trade before Sewald?
Trade four or
They traded their closer
Andrew
away before
Chafin, I
Sewald.
believe,
Yeah,
reliever from Milwaukee.
they were trading away before that. So, like I said, I mean, you want silver lining? Yeah, you want
Who were
silver
they
lining?
trading away? Find me a guy they were trading away.
Traded away Chafin. They traded away a few. Didn't they trade away a few guys? Or maybe not. Maybe I could be wrong. But
I'm checking for you right now. Going back to June of last year.
might not have. But like I said, it felt like early on
No.
they were
Going
selling
back
some guys
to
away, and then they made one trade for Sewald. And this, we said the same thing about the Mariners too, right? The Mariners did the same
the
thing.
Mariners were selling.
Yeah, the Mariners were selling, and they ended up getting better. So, but I mean, if you want silver lining while you guys are looking that stuff up, silver lining, they're young. They have a core group of guys to build around. And that's really it right now. You have the starting rotation of Patrick Sandoval and Reed Detmers, who are there for the future, and Chase Silseth are there for the future. You have the bullpen with probably Sam Bachman. You have the bullpen with Ben Joyce and maybe some other guys there for the future. And you have Zach Neto, Logan Ohapi, Nolan Shanwell. Mickey Moniak's here long term. Mike Trout. You have a core group of guys to build around. You just gotta do it the right way. So,
Hey, I'm gonna go with Nate here. They bought.
did they?
It's pretty clear they
Tommy
bought. They
Pham
went
as
and got
well.
their closer, then they went and got Tommy Pham from the Mets.
I think they traded Chafin early, and everybody's like, "Oh, they're
No,
selling,"
they
and then they
traded
got hot.
Chafin after they got Sewald.
Did they?
Yeah, they
Yeah,
traded him on
it
the
felt like I
1st of
thought they traded.
August.
My bad. Then I thought they traded Chafin early, and then they got a little hot, and then they're
No,
like, "You know what?
they
Let's
got
go."
Sewald. They were like, whoa, the Mariners are gonna give us Sewald for nothing? Well, now we can trade Chafin because he hasn't pitched good lately, and they got something for him. And then they went and got Tommy Pham, which helped the outfield because they're very left-handed in the outfield. They go get a righty who hits lefties really well. So they were buying.
Then I'm wrong there on that. But I mean, the Angels and the Diamondbacks are in similar spots. Like nobody thought they were going to compete. The Diamondbacks probably got a better farm system, but nobody thought they were
Probably.
going to compete last year in a very good division.
Okay, well, hold on. I mean, I will. Let me go back to last year, the Diamondbacks. And so they're, if we want to compare the Diamondbacks of last year, the Angels of now, let's do that. The Angels of last year, so the Diamondbacks last year had first base. They had Christian Walker, who was has been iffy, but had a comeback year.
Big power guy,
Ketel
though.
Marte had a big comeback year last year, saved me a couple of fantasy leagues, to be honest with you. Gurriel had a nice recovery year last year. You had Corbin Carroll with his outstanding rookie year. There's four guys right there who stepped up. Then you go into pitching. Merrill Kelly,
They're
remember
deep.
him?
They're deep pitching wise. I
Okay.
like what they've built there. I'll
Well,
say that.
I'm talking about last year. Merrill Kelly and, of course, Zach
Kelly
Gallen being there.
basically built on his year before, though. Like, that's what we've been
Yeah.
asking the Angels guys to do. Like, you look at 2022 from Kelly, he was a 3.37 in 33 starts. And then 2023, he goes 3.29 in 30 starts. So, like, he just continued on what he did in 2022 on top of Zach Gallen just being one of the best pitchers in the National League, which, again, the Angels don't have. The Angels don't have one of the best pitchers in the American League, which is the difference between the playoff really good teams and the teams that are pretending.
I
You
mean,
need elite starting pitching.
I just want to point this out. You're absolutely right. And if you look at the Angels rotation right now, the only guy I think who has the potential to be a Gallon potential would be Detmers, and Detmers has been all over the place. So I'm going to ask you guys, look at the roster right now. At the roster right now. And I rattled off four guys who turned things around last year, plus they had their rookie, plus they had a couple pitchers. That's pretty much it. That's what
Two
turned their team
rookies,
around.
Gabriel Moreno as well.
Okay. Who
Really
on
good
this
young
roster
catching
right
prospect.
now could you see mirroring what happened with the Diamondbacks, Jared?
Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon, Taylor Ward. I mean, you get those three guys back. Like, it's considerable. A lot of those guys didn't play. Those guys missed half the season, if not more. So, I mean, you're banking on guys coming back from injury there for sure. But, it's not bad. You missed a lot of Zach Neto last year. You missed a lot of Logan Ohapi last year. So yeah, like you got guys that can do that. The pitching staff wasn't very good, I think. I mean, I think the higher upside guy is Patrick Sandoval. But I think that he needs to, be able to pitch
Grow up.
better. He needs to be able to pitch better and grow off the year before that and pitch how he did in the World Baseball Classic and things like that. But yeah, I mean, Reed Detmers is a phenomenal pitcher. We like the upside of Chase Silseth. Griffin Canning looked good when he came back. I don't want to hype this team up because expectations.
That's
I
what you're
want to
doing.
come into this. I want to come into the season low, but like, you got some guys that stay healthy. You're getting, Mike Trout back. That's certainly helpful, and you have a good young core group of guys. So,
That's the thing is you're
who's
talking
the
about.
Corbin Carroll of this team though? Like, who's the young kid who's going to be rookie of the year type of guy?
Was he the best player
Because
on, was Corbin Carroll the best player on their team last year?
yes.
Okay, then Mike Trout. Like, he's not
No,
young,
no,
but
no. I'm
he's
not,
young.
I want a kid, right? Like, because you're comparing them to the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are young and fun. They had some veterans, right? Derek mentioned, Christian Walker was that guy who kind of reverted back to where he'd been. He hit 33 homers, he hit 260. Like, if Trout does that, like we're ecstatic, right? Like Trout could easily hit 280, hit 35, 40 bombs, whatever. But like you are comparing him to one of the youngest, most fun teams in Major League Baseball right now, right? Like you're comparing him to a group that has a top 10 prospect at shortstop. You're comparing him to a group who had a top 5 prospect in the outfield last year, who had MVP votes and won Rookie of the Year by a landslide. Who is that guy for the Angels, right? Like you're also talking about a team who traded
What's
for
up?
a top 10 prospect in all of baseball and comes in and like that's Logan Ohapi. You could say, even though Ohapi wasn't a top 10 prospect in baseball, but him and Gabriel Moreno could be very similar. But like, who is the guy that's going to step up and be an MVP candidate that is young? Because like, yeah, the Diamondbacks had the Mike Trouts, right? Like not Mike Trout exactly, but they had a guy who put up really, really good numbers. Who is going to be that guy who's going to put up stupid numbers that we're not expecting to put up stupid numbers? Because I guarantee you, if you asked Arizona last year, what's Corbin Carroll's numbers? They go, in a perfect world, he hits 270. Yeah, he hits 15 bombs. He steals 30 bags. He has a really good rookie year, probably wins rookie of the year, but there's some other guys, right? If Mike Trout puts up those numbers I just said, you're saying that's a disappointing year, right? Like, everyone who's putting Mike Trout numbers out there, it's like, well, he's hitting 270, 30 plus bombs. Like that's what you're expecting on Mike Trout on a worst case scenario. Obviously, there's a best case scenario, but who's the young kid who's going to have a shot to actually show, like, hey, this is the next star?
those numbers that Carroll put up are Mike Trout numbers. Like, you asked me
I
who's
know,
the
but you're
star.
expecting Mike Trout to put up those numbers. Like, the
You need other
reason.
guys to step up, right? Like,
Yes,
the
that's what
Diamondbacks
I'm
are coming
saying.
into
You
this
need.
season expecting Carroll to be that guy, right?
They were not expecting him to be
No,
this star.
well,
Well, but
exactly.
they also, and forget about talking about this, they already have, like their other top prospects coming up this year to play full time, hopefully.
No,
The Diamondbacks are going to be even better this year. Should be.
Jordan Lawler's a beast. They have a good, like I said, I love the way they built the rotation. And yeah, I mean, they made some good acquisitions this off season as well. So yes, I'm not comparing them to this season. Last season, probably in pretty similar shape, right? Like, we were talking about the Diamondbacks being good, 2025, 2026, but they had guys step up. They had guys, they had a perfect season. Like, in all honesty, like, they had the perfect season. And that's what it took, and that's what it takes to win a World Series, though. You make it to the World Series is almost like a perfect season. You don't have teams that have off years. It's not like football where you can, have somewhat of an off postseason, and still make it to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, we talked Patrick Mahomes this year. He didn't have a good year. He was
Regular
good.
season, postseason, dude was outstanding. But regular season, like Houston Astros have sleptwalked through the regular season. We've seen it. Like
Dodgers,
there are teams,
exactly.
we have seen
Playoffs are
teams
different.
sleepwalk
Playoffs are
through it
different.
and make it to the
Playoffs are a
Super
different beast, man. Like, I mean, we said this since day one. The playoffs are a different beast, and you get to the playoffs, you never know what's going to happen, and it happens every single season. I mean, who had the Diamondbacks against the Rangers last year, right? Like, I don't think anybody really really had that pegged as the World Series matchup. I mean,
Not the Rangers, but
you could say the
with the
Rangers.
Diamondbacks.
Yeah, you can say the Rangers, but I mean, nobody had that as the matchup. So, yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Like, I'm excited for Ron Washington. Like, we've been asking for some veteran leadership in the clubhouse. I think Ron brings that to the table. We've been asking for defensive help. I think Ron Washington brings that to the table as well. So, yeah, like, is there a silver lining? Like, they could still win 75 games. Absolutely, they can still win 75 games. But you have a fun young core group of guys that you are hoping that can make that next step. And I think Ron Washington puts them in a good spot to take that next step into competing into 2025. Like I said, I'm not expecting them to compete this year. I really am not. Now, if they go get Blake Snell and they go get Cody Bellinger and they go get Jordan Montgomery, for some reason they spend $85 million or whatever, not $85 million, but actually it'd probably be pretty close to that, $90 million on all three of those guys, then sure, like we can talk about them competing this year. But like again, they needed to have the perfect offseason. They haven't had the perfect offseason. They didn't want to go out and spend that money. They still have a lot of money to spend. And yeah, like silver lining, you have a good young core group of guys. I'm gonna continue to say that. That'll be the thing for me this whole season is can those good young core group of guys step up and go get to the next level? Haven't seen that yet out of this organization.
Mean, when you look at the Angels roster, there are good young guys. Is there anybody that you think has a giant ceiling to step up again? And you're talking about you pinpoint Rendon. I mean, do we really have faith in Rendon at this point to do anything more than 40 games?
I mean, yeah, I always have hope that he's going to play 60 games or 70 games, but yeah, I mean, go into the season with what you get. Like, what's a successful season for Anthony Rendon playing 100 games? Like, we're like, yeah, like he missed less than half a season. He played 60% of the games. Like, that's a success for. You can say the same thing about Trout, though, too,
You're
right?
paying
Like,
them too much to just be happy with 100 games, man.
well, you're paying guys a lot. You're paying guys a lot of money to do a lot of different things. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Again, I mean, you hope you're getting 120, 130 games out of Anthony Rendon, but have yet to seen that yet. But when he's on the field, he helps the team. Like at the end of the day, I think we've said this from the beginning. Anthony Rendon, when he's on the field, he helps the team. They're a better team with him in the lineup when he's not. You can say that about a lot of guys too. But yeah, I mean, if you're looking for that guy to step up, I mean, Logan Ohapi could be that guy for sure. That hits 40 home runs this year. Plays good behind the dish. Okay, come on, like he
But
could hit 40.
no, I can see
let's
25,
just
30.
let's just get every Angel fan thinking Logan Ohapi is going to hit 40. I mean, when's the last time you had a legit catcher hit 40? It doesn't
Be an
happen
all-star.
very often. Like, let's set the expectations where they should be. He'll probably, like, in a good year, he hits 270 with 25 bombs. And don't give me this crap that he was on pace for 52 homers before he got hurt. I'm watching Sac State's guy right now. That guy's on pace to get hit over 300 times this year.
That'd be fun.
Let's talk about what it is. Like, we could talk about predictions and projections all we want, but like that's not going to help us. Like, big deal. You're projected to hit 52 homers. Like, we're for week one of college baseball, and we got guys that are projected to have 200 RBIs because they had 7 RBIs in their first weekend. Like, how many of those guys are actually going to get there? Zero. So the predictions and the projections off of what he could have been if he was healthy are unrealistic. And let's be realistic with where we're at. He's a 270 hitter with 25 homers. If he exceeds that, you're ecstatic. But we're not going to set the bar of, oh, he's going to hit 40 homers, or he
Well, I
could
didn't
hit
set the
40
bar.
homers
All I said
because, like,
he could hit 40 home runs. I don't think
okay, and Nolan Shanuel could close his eyes and hit 40 home runs too. Like, we could play this game all we want. Patrick Sandoval could close his eyes and have an ERA of 2.2. Like, you can play that game all you want of what could happen, but like, let's be realistic with where the Angels have been the last 10 years, right? Like, if we're realistic, Logan Ohapi probably hits about 270. He hits about 18 to 20 homers, and we're going, hey, he had a really good year for a catcher. That look, let's just be honest.
He did. But I mean, I see 25, 30 max room, dude.
All I said is he could.
25, 30 max.
He could break the
Barry
home
Bonds
run
could
record.
come
I
back.
mean,
Barry,
I could break the
I
home run
sense a
record
little
for
bit
all
of
we know. Like, I don't
I
know.
sense a little bit of the, and I'm I'm with Nate a lot in this one.
Barry
I sense
Bonds
a
is
lot
going
of
to
the.
come back, come out of retirement. He's going to DH only for the Angels. He's going to hit 50 bombs this year. I just feel it. You know, he could. He could. It's not going to happen, but it's possible. That's what Jared's telling me.
Anything else you want to predict, Jared? That
I
Nate's
got
going to
nothing else.
annihilate today?
I've set the bar low. I said they're going to win 75 games.
You
The bar
just said
low. Yeah,
the
I said
catcher's going
four
to hit
home
40
runs.
bombs.
I did not. I said he could. I said
Yes,
he could
that
hit
set the bar
bombs.
up. You
He's
just
not going to play enough
literally.
games for 40 home runs, man.
Zach Neto could be the starting shortstop in the All-Star game. Like, it could happen. He plays well. He
I
batted
believe that more
300
than
with
40 home
the.
runs from Logan Ohapi.
And that's even a stretch. I mean, look at how many legit shortstops are in the American League. Like
Oh, there
Bobby
are
Witt
100%.
Jr., Corey Seager. Like you can go on and on with all these shortstops. And could he? Sure. But like again, let's set the bar. He hit 225 last year or something like that. Like let's not act like he was a MVP
This
front runner before he got hurt. Like.
is coming off me saying that this is like a fun young core group of guys, you know, and I didn't even actually like really compare them to the Diamondbacks, but we got off on the Diamondbacks for some reason. All I said is, you know, like the Diamondbacks weren't supposed to win the World Series, go to the World Series, mean make playoffs. So, like, Angels, young, fun core group of guys that need to take the next step. They haven't done that yet. Like, could Logan Ohapi at 40? Could, yeah, he could. You know, could Zach Neto bat 300 with 15 home runs at the first half and be the starting shortstop for the All-Star game? Absolutely. It could happen. It might not. Like,
Okay.
baseball season's here.
Yay, but man, haven't been on the show for a while. Has it been like this
No.
the last
No,
month or
Jared hasn't been pulling random crap out of thin air saying, "Hey,
what?
in a great year,
Nate.
Patrick Sandoval is going to have a 1.96 ERA and he's going to go 22-3."
So let's do that
Nate's
though.
upset that his starters gave up 14 runs this weekend.
I'm
They only
upset
got
that
to play
Jared
two
is telling
games.
people that the Angels are going to have three guys that are going to be
Oh my gosh.
MVP candidates by
So,
themselves, let alone we just said the Angels over under is 71.5, but they're
all right,
going to
how
have
about
three
this?
MVP candidates.
I propose, since we since let's be honest, since it's still February and we need freaking content, I propose this. Since we're going to do this, I propose a series of podcasts in the next three, four shows where we talk about the ceiling and the floor of each person on the current 40-man roster. What do you guys say?
As long as his ceiling
Oh
for everyone
God.
is in 350
I
with
mean,
45 homers,
this
we'll
could
be
either
okay.
be some great baseball discussion or Jerry Springer train wreck. Either way, it works for entertainment value. We got it. I'm just saying. This is what I propose. We gotta say, yay or nay.
Sure, but Nate, you got to remember that the Angels have had two MVP candidates the past 6 years, and
Yes.
they haven't won more than 45 games. So having three MVP candidates doesn't even mean they're going to be a 500 team. So.
Yeah, but one of those MVP candidates won't be an eye guy that doesn't want anything to do with the rest of the squad. So
I didn't say that.
that, yeah, I'm throwing haymakers today.
But wait, I thought that guy was like talking about how much he loved his time as an Angel and how much the
Yeah,
Angels had every
and that's why
opportunity to
all
keep
the
him.
Angels
And
are like, we knew that was happening in January of last year. Congrats, he got his money. Nobody has really said anything of like, oh man, like we really miss him. Everyone's just kind of like, hey, cool, he got his money. Hope he does well.
Was Trout's statement was he thought pretty much all last year and
Patrick Sandoval, same
yeah.
thing. Like all Reed Detmers, he completely ruined my schedule. I didn't know when I was pitching, where I was pitching. Like,
Oh, Detmer said that?
yeah.
We should, you know, we should talk about that. Not I mean we're running out of time, but the Shohei effect, because you guys have hinted at it before, the move to a 6-man rotation, how that affects everybody. We're going to be seeing a 5-man rotation straight up now the entire time. We really should talk about that. And this is also the reason why I don't believe the idea of the 71 win. I think it's more than that. I think the guys that the Angels have are, I know there's no aces here, but decent. I think we'll see better pitching as a addition by subtraction there. I just want to say, because these guys can actually be on a normal schedule.
Well, the name of the game when it comes to pitching, this is coming from two pitchers here, by the way, Derek, is consistency
Yeah.
and knowing when you're doing what. So yeah, that's a huge part of it. And that was
But
something that we've said forever about this, about a six-man rotation and Shohei Ohtani in particular. You can run a six-man rotation out there as long as it stays consistent. But I mean, I think the last 6 years,
even that, it still sucks.
I would say that even well, the last 6 years, you didn't, I didn't look at the starting rotation. I didn't know what the starting rotation was, right? Like you didn't know who's going what day until Jaff or Rhett came out, that week with the rotation. So, or you looked
And
at MLB.com. So,
I don't see Ron Washington as being that kind of guy either. I think they're gonna be pretty settled right away.
Ron's already said that he's going, he wants consistency out of guys and mainly out of the position players. But what you're going to see is probably going to be pretty similar to what you saw in Atlanta. You know, like you're going to get guys that are going to play every day. You're going to get consistency, and that's going to, I think it's going to help a lot of guys. You know, you know what your role is coming into it. So, yeah, that's again something that we've been asking for the past 6 years is just, get consistent with guys, So it'll be fun. I know we don't have too much more time here, but yeah.
All right, closing thoughts, Nate.
Throw strikes. That's the biggest thing. If this starting rotation could throw strikes, we'll be all right. I was just looking at it just for fun. Patrick Sandoval had 74 walks in 144 innings. The year before, where he had a 2.92 ERA, 60 walks in 148 innings. So that's a big difference. That's 14 extra base runners getting on in four less innings.
He just wasn't, he didn't look good last year at all. He really didn't. But
Angels
that'd be
were
different.
third in walks, by the way, offensively or on the mound. They were third in walks on the
I know you
mound
don't.
last
I know
year.
you don't like this, and he came from the Dodgers. But I mean, look at Tyler Anderson's walks last year compared to his last year with the Dodgers. It was like 8 times the amount that he had. I know you're coming from the Dodgers, but it was like he walked 80 guys with the Angels, and he walked 20 guys with the Dodgers. Something it was something crazy like that. When you go and look at it, 30 guys.
How do
How
you
do you?
finish with the third most walks in Major League Baseball and say you're competitive? Like that's a joke.
My biggest question, like in Anderson's case, what changed so much that his walk rate went up four times, like from 20 to 80? Like how does that, what happened? That's what I'd like to know. I'd love to talk to somebody about that. But we're out of time. We get 3 minutes left until this thing shuts off. We want to make sure we shut off in time. So follow Jared at Jared underscore Timms on X. Follow Nate at NateGreen34. Follow me at DC Paul and follow the Talking Halos handle on X. In the meantime, you'll find us at anywhere podcasts can be found, especially on YouTube. We're out of here. Have a great one.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.